listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. If you have lived in the Sacramento region for any length of time, you might be among the hundreds of thousands, literally, of people who have seen the California Capitol Air Show. At the very least, you've probably seen or heard the practice maneuvers which happen and will be happening this week. The annual show this year is coming up September 21st to the 23rd at Mather Airport. And Mather is celebrating its centennial this year. In the studio with me is Darcy Brewer. She is CCA's executive director. Hi, Darcy. This is such a big week. This is Showtime week.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work.
Talk to me about the air show history, how far back it goes.
Well, the air show, as a civilian operation and mostly run by volunteers, this is our 13th year. And why it was so important for the air show to return to the region was Mather Airport served our nation in this region since 1918 and was sort of a foundation stone on the West Coast for aerial events that allowed the public to see what was happening. So we're honoring that 100 years of service to a nation and to a region by A, California Capitol Air Show being reborn after the base as a military facility closed in 1993. People were just clamoring for something thrilling and exciting and educational for fans to come and experience. So it's born again. Again, it's our 13th year, and Mather Airport's 100th birthday is a very big deal.
We have different names for this location. It's yes. Mather Air Force Base. Some people call it Mather Field, Mather Airport.
Mills Field.
Mills Field,
yeah.
Right. So in its current incarnation, mm-hmm. Are you calling it Mather Airport now?
It is Mather Airport. It's a part of Sacramento County's Department of Airports, and they manage it, and they do a very good job. And one of their top priorities as a presenting sponsor of this event is to make sure that folks, especially young people and those who have served, can get themselves inside the gates, see what happens there on a daily basis, and look at the last century of innovation and ingenuity that we've designed. I mean, think about it. When this airport was born, it wasn't much before that that the Wright brothers took to the sky. Mm-hmm. I mean, in 1903, we flew for 12 seconds. Fast forward, not really a tremendous amount of time, and we can circumnavigate the globe in less than 24 hours without stopping for fuel, undetected by radar, out into space and often unmanned. So I think those are some giant steps. And where else can you see all of that, examples of all of that, in one place at one time on a beautiful fall weekend?
It's a story that you celebrate on the air and on the ground, mm-hmm. and all of that is available to people. So will you describe some of what can be learned and seen in the exhibits on the ground, as well as just looking upward and watching?
Well, there's certainly magic in the air all 3 days of our show, and one of them is going to be at night, which you can only imagine, the flares, the streamers, the pyrotechnics, and throughout the weekend with the United States Air Force Thunderbirds and the F-35 Lightning taking to the skies. They defy the laws of physics and nature and certainly capture the attention of everyone on the ground. The narration and the choreography and the music can only be experienced, and you can literally feel it in your chest when you're on the ground. But we've been very busy setting up 258 acres of experiences, interactive experiences, and to bring the family out and to be able to climb through these historic and massive airplanes and to, you know, try on the helmet of a fighter jet is unforgettable, whether you're just a STEM enthusiast, an aviation buff, or someone who's interested in experiencing a festival environment with your kids, you know?
How did you come at this fascination? What's your background?
Well, as a teenager, I had the opportunity to take an introductory flight and decided shortly after that, as many pilots do, that that's what I wanted to do. Now, let me just tell you, I don't fly anything as cool as what you'll see at the air show, but I was 17 years old and I committed at that time to earn enough scholarships and wash enough greasy bellies of airplanes to make sure that I earned my pilot's license. And I had a lot of help, and I'm grateful, and I want to make sure that other kids have that same opportunity. All they have to do is apply themselves and raise their hand. And there's a lot of people out there that are very invested in the next generation of those who fly and those understand the science, technology, engineering, and math behind designing airplanes or becoming a pilot to help. And it's fun. It's cool. And I'd like to share it with as many people as possible.
You're listening to Darcy Brewer. She is executive director of the California Capital Air Show, which happens September 21st to the 23rd. The night shows, the after dark, is Friday night, correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. And that's from 6 to 8:30. And I think it's important to say it's not every night. So if you want to see the night show, Friday's your night.
Friday is your night. The actual event times are 5 to 10. And what that does is it gives everybody a chance to come inside the gates, grab a snack, go through some of those wonderful Kitty Hawk, which is an oasis for families with young children in case they get restless with water and changing stations and rest areas. Launch Pad, which is a huge number of community members that expose groups and clubs and educational opportunities in a very exciting way with virtual reality and flight simulators and things like that. And there's just literally miles of activities. Many of those will be open Friday night, but we do start flying about 6:15. And the show, the performance, the theatrics in the air will conclude about 8:30 with a massive fireworks display, a wall of fire, and then to celebrate Mather's birthday even further, we have a concert that'll really get everybody moving, featuring Wonder Bread 5 from 8:30 to about 10:30.
It is always a bit of a logistical magic, I think, to get tens of thousands of people out there, and there's a pretty advanced shuttle system. But for someone who might be trying it for the first time, will you run down the basics? What is there to know about trying to get to the air show?
Well, I think thanks to a lot of community partners led by the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department, I think for an event of this size where we could park 26,000 cars inside the gates if we needed to. Now, we've never been full. That's a lot of people. I think our traffic plan is one of the best in the nation. You're never just going to pop in like you're running to the grocery store when you've got this many people arriving. But people start coming in early in the day, and they arrive, especially on a Saturday or Sunday where the guest counts will be bigger. I think we've got a very easy traffic flow. There's 7 ways in and 7 ways out. All that information is available on our website and our Facebook page. We do real-time updates, with camera systems. We control the traffic. And I think it's probably one of the easiest events you can get in and out of. Most shows in the country can't park all their guests inside the airport gates. Mm. So we're really lucky. That airport is massive. It's historic. And it's a safe place to really have a thrilling day with your family. And I think our groups do a great job of getting everybody in and out. But I must add, it's over 1,450 volunteers that are producing the show this year over Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if the folks from across the region and beyond come out, give them a high five and a thank you.
Sounds wonderful. Yeah, there's such a mix of, you just said historic, but very modern opportunities to see and learn, too. I think it's a great chance to inspire somebody young, but also to honor and recognize the history of so many people in the area that have a deep and military professional connection to Mather.
Right. Well, listen, people talk about the jets, modern military fifth-generation fighter jets that they'll see fly here for the very first time. But what I take away every year from the show and where I really see the impact is, and one of the reasons that makes this show so special, because we have so much room, it's not like just looking up. And I'll tell you, folks that don't come inside the gates really miss out on what's going on, because walking across that ramp, once those jets land, or some of the warbirds or some of the theatrical performance that are recreating significant moments dating back 75, 80 years in our history, once those folks land, that gives people a chance to meet heroes and legends who have literally used their education and experience to change the world very long ago. So having the opportunity, I can give you a list of veterans that are in their late 90s that will be out there all weekend sharing their books, sharing their stories, and sharing their experiences with children. And I think it changes their path. It did for me when I was 17. So how cool is that to walk away And remember those stories, not just the cool airplanes you got to experience on the ground and in the air.
Well, I love this air show. I love that you came in here with the passion and purpose that you have for it. So thank you to you and the committee and all the volunteers for bringing this back to the region year after year.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And thanks for everybody's support.
That is Darcy Brewer. Again, the California Capital Air Show, September 21st to the 23rd. We'll post a link so you can see a lot of information, which includes a list of events, that air show after dark, a lot of what you'll see at the show. And that's at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.